This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Michael Obama not run for president.
Michael Obama.
Let's get serious. If you talk to that caller, the whole segment's gone. It's okay, the caller had great points. But Wild in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Savannah Hernandez and Owen Schroyer. Go ahead.
Hi, Alice, Savannah, and Big O. I have a spicy torta milanesa for y'all. As broadcasted orators, you've all undeniably mastered the human tongue. So I was wondering if you heard of the Cernagoda or an Indian dot not feather hatha yoga technique of Kekari Mudra. That's K-H-E-C-A-R-I space M-U-D-R-A.
Well, the master is always the student, so no, I've not heard of this. Tell me about it.
Is this Taoism?
It's a yoga technique, and with adrenochrome, DMT stuff, astral stuff, and CIA declassification of the same being so hot right now, the Cernagoda tongue technique is, according to Wikipedia, quote, the practice carried out of curling the tip of the tongue of the back into the mouth until it reaches above the soft palate and into the nasal cavity.
Yeah, that's also a practice of Kui Gong or Qi Gong, which is Taoism or Taoism. I actually practiced that for a year straight.
You stick your tongue up into your sinuses?
So there's a bunch of things you do, but one of the things, it's to basically have the Tao or the One or God flow through you, and there's a bunch of different yoga techniques or body techniques.
Stuff.
Yes, basically. But yes, the tongue to the top of the mouth is well versed in history to be a way to be connected to God or the Creator. Enlighten yourself, if you will.
It's fair to say Hillary Clinton's not doing that.
No, she does the cheat code, which is, we know about that. We'll just keep it at that. But wow, that's what you're talking about, right? Is putting the tongue on the top.
Savannah,
of the mouth,
what do we do with our tongue?
Centering your gravity.
Tell us about those.
I don't know, Alex. No comment on that one. I have not looked into this type of practice.
Look at Hillary's tongue.
She's got a little
terrifying.
A little syphilis sore on her.
A little lesion there. Yeah, her girlfriends don't want her to.
Thank you, Wild.
Go down on her.
That was a wild call. Joe in Arkansas, come on down.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Yeah, you asked for people to call with their solutions, and I think this is the good, common sense, legal, constitutional American solution to the present crisis. Okay, I think the Democrat Party clearly has now become a criminal organization, an insurrection against the country. It's not a legitimate.
No, I agree. I mean, they're like a psychotic group of lunatics. They're even worse than criminal. They're like lunatics.
So the Constitution says that one of the functions of the militia is to suppress insurrection, and it says that the president is commander in chief of the militia. And I understand the state laws generally define the militia as basically all the patriotic citizens, particularly the able-bodied men between 18 and 45. So I think President Trump ought to get thousands of letters asking him to appoint Alex Jones as national militia captain.
Oh, yeah.
And authorize him to work with the military.
I'm 46, though. I'm retired. I'm not allowed to be in the militia now.
To put down this insurrection.
How convenient.
No, but I hear what you're saying, brother. I mean, the truth is they think the nation state's outdated. They're replacing it with a nightmare globalist system where the elites fly around in private jets and have huge private states, and then where they fund everybody to take fentanyl till they die.
Yeah, but let's be clear here, Alex. I mean, human freedom is destined to go worldwide eventually. I mean, there's going to be struggles and flight.
So this is a war against that.
But it's a war that when the global system of human freedom goes into place, they've already set up the global system of enslavement. So that's all they're trying to do. They're getting ahead of the global freedom with their global enslavement.
No, I totally agree.
Globalism.
I totally agree.
And that's what the Democrats are in on.
Well, you can teach us techniques with your tongue to defeat it.
I can. I haven't practiced Qi Gong for some time.
Can you show us how to be one with God real quick?
It takes months. It took me months to master this. People laugh at it. It's pretty goofy, I'm not going to lie, but You will open your chakras and
is that like
have
a Scarface where he goes like to the girl? It looks like a butt clamp. Like grabs it and
Not quite. Not exactly. No.
Hi, Pelican.
Your sensei would be correcting your tongue movements if that was going on.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Qigong.
You're with the...
Sorry, welcome y'all. To Qigong Hour.
Don't arrest me, China.
Guy calls in and goes, have you heard of this? You said the Khmer Rouge did it or they were against it?
No, they were practicing Taoism.
That made them kill 30% of their public. Well, we better not do it then.
No, that's what they wanted them to stop doing.
Oh!
Yeah. That was the religious practice that was getting banned, that you couldn't do.
Oh, so you tried it out.
I did.
Also, for a year. Your tongue.
You have to place your tongue perfectly on the top of the palate of your mouth in the right place to center your chi.
Smell homelessness.
You center your chi. No, that throws the chi off, Alex. See, this is why your chi is so off today. You took a big fat whiff of bum piss.
That is how he started his day.
Okay, yeah. That's how you started your day, and your chi was all off. You didn't do the Wim Hof method. You didn't smell the flowers. You took a big fat fentanyl laced whiff of urine down in the slums here in Austin now, and your chi is all off, Alex.
I'm not exaggerating. I think we have footage of it.
We do. Dust mite infested Alex Jones this morning.
No, but I mean, the woman's like wriggling around the corner, and she's like super vampire white skin with like rottles all over.
It's not
like
good.
Every seminar, and she's just like needles on her. She's like,
Alex, she saw you, and she started just crawling away, and she had sores all over her legs from head to toe. And, you know, all the crew was like, oh, like, are you okay?
Like, we didn't even see her. We're like, sitting there, oh, she's like a vampire. Like,
yeah, and then this other guy just popped out of a random door on the side of the building as well, and we were just like, where are we right now? What's
going
on?
Keep Austin weird, man.
Yeah.
And the dude looked like, what are you doing here?
Exactly. He was like, why are y'all here? We're like, why are you guys here?
It was like an eel just came out of a hole. Like, what are you doing here?
Nowhere. And I was just like, why are we in downtown Austin right now smelling piss at 9 a.m.? This is not how I wanted to start my day. But it was good. It was good footage.
Yeah, we're not normally doing that, but it was Steven Crowder's like, come meet us at the Capitol. So we get there, and he's not there. And he goes, oh, we're meeting on 6th Street now.
Alex wanted to take him to the most homeless-ridden, nastiest parts of Austin.
No, that was his idea.
He wanted, but yeah, you showed him the best parts, though. You're like, this is what Democrat leadership looks like.
There's actually a nice little river walk here in Austin, but it's completely defiled now. It's just defaced and defiled, and there's
homeless a nice little
taken
homeless
over.
Walk now.
Well, the weirdest thing, especially L.A., how many of the homeless people they give hormones to. So you'll see half-naked men with huge breasts now, with flies all over them. I'm not kidding.
No, I remember the stories.
Because I do not. Why the hormones?
Hey, look, I want to be clear.
No. I'm sitting there in Skid Row, like trying to do an interview, and I didn't. And they move real slow. I see somebody like wriggling around in this tent. So there's these two transsexual
right.
men.
Yeah, I remember this story.
Yeah, and then so I move away. All of a sudden, I go, all right, I turn around, and they're going like
wriggling around.
No, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Literally, and I look down, and it's this starving black dude. You can see his spine, and the skin looked like melted black candle wax. Like out of the worst of a zombie movie. And I look down, wearing a skirt with flies all over the genitals. And this is like 1 second. I'm like, ugh, and the smell. And I was like,
that was Skid Row.
And I'm with these off-duty police. We already was. We're like running back to the car at this point.
That was Skid Row?
Dude, I've told the story, not to be gross, folks.
No, I know.
I've never seen anything like it. Because it's one thing to see somebody with flies all over them, like in some war zone or something. This is someone literally on heroin or fentanyl coming towards me like a demon going, with on hormones and heroin.
And see, here's the problem, is we do live in such a prosperous society that we shouldn't have that in our society. We
no
have
one
so
has
much.
That.
We have
no
so
one
much
has that. Yeah,
here's
footage.
We have so much in this country, we shouldn't have to deal with that, but it's all self-destructive.
Yeah, look at this.
Well, that's a nice throne.
These are real images. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
And this is exactly what's coming to Austin, Texas, Alex. I watched it at 2 p.m. Somebody shooting.
It goes on for hundreds of square miles. It just goes on for miles.
We've only got like two blocks of that in Austin right now.
Right now.
No, we don't. Are you joking? Dude, there's like homeless camps everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean like that, though. Like the worst of the worst, the drug addicts, like the cracked out.
And you see there's all these new Escalades. And, like, you drive by with police, and they're like, F you to the police, what are you doing? Because the city council tells them leave it alone.
No, I liked your idea, actually, that you had earlier. I mean, why don't we, of course, again, they don't do it now, everything's digital. But it's like, yeah, if we went into city council during whatever hearing they were having, and we just took the mic and started making a scene, get the police up here immediately. We need the police. But you just said defund the police. I thought, wait, so what are you going to do? Oh, are you going to come kick me out yourself? I doubt that.
No, I'm going to start legally going after the W. I mean, we need to start pushing back. Let's play. What's the name of the sportscaster that laid it out really good a while back? I never aired it.
Marcellus Wiley.
Yeah, let's go ahead and roll this. Here's the Marcellus Wiley, folks.
But Marcellus, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Is this a good idea?
It's not a good idea. I do want to give the players credit for their flex to even get this to be more than just an idea, but something that's going to be in reality. I give the players that. But there's a problem with when you start to go down this road of the freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and how much social space is allowed for those who don't support in that same space. And that's where I wonder where this is going to go. In terms of identity politics, we know what identity politics does. It divides and it polarizes. No matter how you want to look at it, that's just the effect of it, no matter how great the intentions are. And we all know the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So it's an interesting play right here. I don't know how many people really look into the mission statement of Black Lives Matter, but I did. And when you look into it, there's a couple things that jump out to me. And I'm a black man who's been black and my life has mattered since 1974. And this organization was founded in 2013. I'm proud of you. But I've been fighting this fight for me and for others a lot longer. Two things. My family structure is so vital and important to me. Not only the one I grew up in, but the one I'm trying to create right now. Being a father and a husband, that's my mission in life right now. How do I reconcile that, what I just told you, with this mission statement that says, quote, we dismantle the patriarchal practice. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. When I know statistics, when I know my reality, forget statistics, I knew this before I even went to Columbia and saw these same statistics that I'm going to read to you right now. That children from single parent homes versus two parent homes. The children from the single parent homes, this is in 1995, I was reading this. 5 times more likely to commit suicide. 6 times more likely to be in poverty. 9 times more likely to drop out of high school. 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances. 14 times more likely to commit rape. 20 times more likely to end up in prison. And 32 times more likely to run away from home. I knew that. You know why I knew it? Because a lot of my friends didn't have family structures that were nuclear like mine, and they found themselves outside of their dreams and goals and aspirations. So when I see that, or as a mission statement for Black Lives Matter, it makes me scratch my head. When I also see their mission is to eradicate white supremacy, in 2020, white supremacy is the mission. That's a lot of digging through minutiae right there. I am on a show that I'm hosting along with another black guy who is hosting with me, who replaced another black guy. And that's just one example of it. So I understand. I respect your space. I respect what you're protesting for. But will you respect others who don't support that same protest?
You rarely see a hole in one, 100% perfectly developed, 3 minutes. But that was it. You notice the key, he said, I was black before you said you represent me and you own me now. No, I've been around before you came around, and I don't agree with what you're doing, and what you're saying is the worst thing for people, period, Savannah. Owen?
Well, I've seen this, too. I worked in urban and youth development in St. Louis. I've seen the difference between kids in high school, and this is in St. Louis. I mean, these are 99% black kids I'm talking about, who had parents in their home cracking the whip on them to do their homework. They ended up going to college. They ended up creating businesses versus, unfortunately, the ones that would go up filtering from their aunt's house to their grandma's house to maybe their friend's house who's drug dealing. They had a lot of problems. They got in trouble. And black, look, that's the thing. Black Lives Matter is a nice slogan, and they know it. That's why they go with it. This has nothing to do with black lives.
Yeah, they don't represent anybody's lives. They represent destroying you. Savannah?
It's all about division, just like Oprah Winfrey just came forward. She's a black, what, millionaire, billionaire?
Billionaire.
Yeah, billionaire. And she said that, you know, if you're white, you still have an advantage. It's all about keeping the black people down by giving them this victimhood mentality and making them think that they aren't equal in society today.
And saying you got to do what Oprah, who works with Bill Gates. She's in that secret eugenics kill the black people movement.
Yep.
All right, you got big reports at Bandot Video, Savannah Hernandez, Owen Sawyer coming up on his own show, 3 p.m. John Rapport's right ahead.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really
needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. Listen to me.
Okay, here we go. We've got a bunch of stories to cover today. Going to see if we can get them all in. First, a couple of comments about the Beirut bombing. These are actually questions, because it's still very early here. But you'll notice that many reports in the mainstream are talking about huge quantities of ammonium nitrate stored at the dock, at the port, which blew up. So in my 1995 book on the Oklahoma City bombing, of course, the story there was supposedly that a Ryder truck parked at the curb was filled with barrels of ammonium nitrate, which were set off in an explosion. But that was called an ANFO bomb, which means ammonium nitrate plus fuel oil. And it wasn't just fuel oil in a barrel here and ammonium nitrate there. It was a mix, significant mix. So I am hearing nothing about fuel oil in the Beirut situation. That's number one. Number two, when I spoke with an explosive expert, I spoke with several at the time in 1995 about the Oklahoma City bombing. He said, look, if this scenario is correct about barrels of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil in the Ryder truck, these would have to be hooked up by det cord very precisely, all the barrels, so that they ignite all at once to get a sustained shock wave. Otherwise, you're going to end up with fertilizer all over the street. So the idea of tons and tons of ammonium nitrate stored in the port at Beirut, I have questions about whether that would be ignited all at once in an explosion, unless there was some connection, internal connection, hooking all of this substance up, or if there was some exterior force of sufficient heat, perhaps, to blow it up all at once. Fireworks, I think you can forget about that, which has been promoted a bit. There are questions here about what's happened there, serious questions. I would never accept on the surface the idea that it's just ammonium nitrate and it all blew up. I'm not buying that. Much more investigation here by independent experts is needed. Okay, so let's go to COVID now. Reopening the economies. I've been warning for months now that this is a game. We're reopening the economy. Terrific, whatever. But now we're seeing an escalation of cases, so we may have to shut it down again, certain states, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is a game they play. Opening the economy, escalation of case numbers, therefore we have to shut it down again. This is a con. This is a hustle. This is a hoax. Because there are not escalating case numbers. There's the fabrication of escalating case numbers, which is very easy to do. I've explained at least six or seven different ways it's being done. And therefore, it becomes a very viable strategy for re-locking down and re-punishing the population, wreaking more economic havoc and destroying more lives to invent new case numbers. In other words, the serial progression of reopening economy, escalating case numbers, have to shut it down. That's not connected. The news media make it sound like it's all connected, but that's their job, is to take these items that have no meaning in relationship to each other and wash over the viewer and make him think that it's all connected. It's not. And you have to understand that. And that's even assuming, of course, that a new virus was discovered in the first place in China or anywhere else, which I've disputed with evidence for months now. But going into the world where people are convinced that there is some sort of virus, still you have an enormous amount of fabrication and invention of case numbers. The PCR test spits out false positives like coins in a rigged slot machine, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll get to the main CDC fabrication of case number in a little bit here. So keep this in mind. Don't fall for this con. Oh, we tried to reopen the economy, but you see, escalating case numbers prevented it. No, not true. It's a lie. They're fabricating the case numbers in order to lock down again, because locking down and economic destruction is, in fact, the whole point of this insane and inhuman exercise. That's it, in a nutshell. So let's stay here in the world of insanity, where most people assume that a new virus has been discovered and it's at loose in the world. If you make that assumption, which I don't, but if you do, then how is immunity really attained? And I've been listening to experts and reading experts on all sides of this for months now, and have come to really the only reasonable conclusion about the gaining of immunity on a mass basis. And you can boil it down, way down, to something that needs no technical language or gibberish or gobbledygook to understand. And that is, you attain natural immunity through exposure to germ. Everybody, exposure to the germ. That's it. That's the way it would be done if, in fact, there were a new virus loose in the world. Nothing else works. That works. It's called nature. It's called nature, folks. Everything else is a diversion, a distraction, and a delusion. The containment measures, the lockdowns, the mask, the distancing, these do not in any way produce mass immunity to a virus. They postpone, in fact, attaining mass natural immunity to a virus. That's what is going on with all of these recommendations. I got more details on the other side of the break about this. It's very important to understand the subject of natural immunity. We'll be back.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Talking about how people attain natural immunity on a mass basis. And it's through exposure to a germ, if indeed there is a germ loose in the world. That's it. Everything else is complete diversion, distraction, and nonsense. Now, if you want to listen to mainstream reports, get a load of this. 11 weeks after the onset of the pandemic, according to mainstream, there were 30,000 cases worldwide in 99 countries. So if you believe that, then you believe that the spread was explosive, completely out of control in terms of the reach and the extent of this germ. Therefore, there would be no way to stop it. Therefore, if you try to contain it by locking people down, isolating them in their homes, they have to wear masks, they have to distance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, huge numbers of those people are already percolating the virus in their body. Too late. Can't contain it, can't stop it. But if you isolate them, then you simply postpone the day when you let them out of jail, and then the virus would begin to re-escalate and jump and spread all over the place again. So that doesn't work at all. None of the containment measures work. Again, what works is natural exposure of everybody, period. So if you accept the mainstream idea, which I do not, but I visit that world in order to point out its internal illogic and inconsistency, if you buy the pandemic idea and the virus spreading idea, there's only one thing to conclude. Open the economy completely, never lock it down, forget distancing, forget masks. Expose the entire population and be done with it, period. If that had been done, people would be talking about another flu season. That's what they would be saying. Oh, yeah, we had a pretty severe flu season, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, nobody locked down anybody. Everybody went to work. The economy kept rolling. But you see, that's not the operation. That's not the covert op. That's not what the globalists are really after. What the Rockefeller Gates globalists are really after is destroying the world in order to save it. Wrecking the economies in order to bring in a new technocratic fascism. That's what they're really all about. Okay. And moving right along here, underreported in the press, in America certainly, we have the fact that last weekend, one protest in Berlin was attended by, estimates vary, but I would peg it at somewhere between 300,000 and 500,000 people in one place in Berlin, protesting the entire operation of the destruction of the economy. The lockdowns, all of the measures that have put Germany, as well as just about every other country in the world, teetering on the edge of collapse. That's what this protest was about. Of course, in certain mainstream outlets, they will say, well, 17,000, we think, maybe that much. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And this was a peaceful demonstration on the part of between 300,000 to 500,000 people in one place in Berlin. And from what I have been hearing, reports of multiple clashes with the police are not true. In fact, the police, in many cases, were helping the demonstrators get organized, get put in place adequately, and so on and so forth. People were not wearing masks, by and large. They were not distancing. They were all together. They were saying absolutely no to all of this. Well, naturally, the mainstream media are not going to highlight this because it's a breakout. It's a breakthrough. It's evidence that massive numbers of people are saying, no, we don't want this. We're not going to stand for it. We understand this is fascism, brutality, totalitarian state being carried out against us under the cover story of a virus, under the cover story of a pandemic, under the false narrative. Waking up time, folks. Waking up time. So let's get to the CDC definition of a COVID-19 case. I mentioned this last week, and it bears repeating. If you read the April 2020 CDC spaghetti, what I would call spaghetti definition of a COVID-19 case, because it has five sets of criteria. It's this or that. If this, then, you know, one of those ridiculous, complex things. You come out with the understanding that virtually anybody can be diagnosed as COVID-19 without any kind of test whatsoever. That's right. As ridiculous as the tests are, you don't even need them to make the diagnosis. For example, chills and fever or cough, if taken together where the person is said to be in contact with a cohort which is at risk, as pronounced by public health authorities, if you satisfy those conditions, you could be diagnosed as COVID-19. Chills and fever or a cough. Huh? What? Who? It? What? That's right. No test of any kind. So with all the fiddling and diddling that we've been describing for weeks and actually months now about how the test case numbers are being cooked and faked and so on and so forth, here you have it embedded in the very definition, the official definition by the CDC of a COVID-19 case. It's engraved in stone. It's institutionalized. It becomes available to any medical personnel to use on a patient, in an office, in a hospital, in a nursing home, anywhere. And then, of course, it becomes part of the count, the official count of case numbers, death numbers, which is trumpeted by the media 24/7 to scare the population and make them afraid to go into lockdown mode, distancing mode, mask mode, etc., 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 which prolongs the economic devastation. So that is the CDC definition of a COVID-19 case, which is stunning if you would just give it a few moments of thought. Okay, next up, the director of the CDC, Robert Redfield. Story today that I've run on No More Fake News details his sordid past. Now, keep in mind that Redfield is now the director of the CDC. Their main business activity is promoting and selling vaccines, which will apply certainly to the COVID-19 vaccine whenever it is approved for use. And he is also a key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So easy to blow up problems. It's so easy to play your friends.
And we're back here talking about Robert Redfield. So he's also a key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, as well as the head of the CDC. And as everybody knows, the task force is intent on bringing a vaccine for COVID-19 to market. So he is in a key position to promote that vaccine. Well, I ran into this guy way back in the day when I was writing my first book, AIDS, Inc., and followed part of his career when he was in the Army doing research on an AIDS vaccine. He was a joke. He still is a joke. And the Army knew about it. And today I published an article with a long letter, excerpts from the letter, sent to Congressman Henry Waxman, this is years ago, about Redfield and his preposterous handling of that research on a purported AIDS vaccine, where he was accused of faking data, massaging data, corrupting data, etc., 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 in order to push the idea of that AIDS vaccine. The Army investigators were aware of this, and they made it known. But finally, the Army let him off the hook, and then began his rise to political power. as a medical bureaucrat. And this is the guy who is standing next to Fauci in the forefront of pushing a COVID-19 vaccine on the population. Trust him then? Absolutely not. Trust him now? You'd be crazy to. Heed this warning. Understand what this guy did years ago in relation to a vaccine, and now the position that he is in to be able to promote, sell, even possibly mandate a vaccine for COVID-19 to the public. And of course, I should mention that the task force's favorite company, because there are a number of them testing these vaccines right now, seems to be Moderna. Moderna? This is a company, a very small company, that's never brought a drug or a vaccine or any product to the market ever before. Ever, ever, ever. And yet, they have garnered roughly $500 million in federal money for research. $500 million. Fauci likes them. The task force seems to like them. Why? Because Moderna is pushing an RNA vaccine, a technology which has never been licensed for public use before and could gain the market now. Why hasn't it gained any approval or certification before? People have tried. The answer is obvious, because it's caused serious problems in volunteers in clinical trials, mostly under the heading of autoimmune response, which means the body basically attacks itself as if the body were an enemy of the body. And yet, these people want to foist an RNA vaccine on the public as manufactured by Moderna. There is another hidden motive for Bill Gates and Fauci and others behind this. Once they can get RNA technology approved and into the marketplace for the first time, then they've broken the ice. Then they can say, we can now use this for any vaccine. And why is that important to them? Because the manufacturing process is much quicker and easier and cheaper. So for the next 50 vaccine of viruses that they claim to have discovered out of the blue, they can immediately turn around and say, well, we can have a vaccine ready in 3 or 4 months. Bang, 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 because it's going to be an RNA vaccine and we can make it very quickly. And that means they want to continually shoot up people with all manner of toxic elements and substances from here on into the future. And if you really want to get technical about it, not science fiction, but technical, you would be talking about nano-vaccine. The implantation of tiny, tiny, tiny particles that have been found by researchers in Italy, I reported on this, to be contaminating already many, many mainstream vaccines by the biggest manufacturers in the world. Here you would have nanoparticles intentionally placed in vaccines that would function in the body as both broadcasters of data from the body out and receivers of data or instructions into the body and the brain. That is the holy grail of nano research, to be able to do this. In other words, to have a real-time surveillance of every human from inside that human's body, okay, and also to broadcast and plant instructions from the outside to that human through these nanosensors in the body, thereby changing behavior, changing response to stimuli, changing all sorts of factors about humans. That's where this is going. That's what it's all about. Because the vaccine is the convenient excuse for injecting or spraying, depending upon the route of transmission, all manner of substances into the body under the false heading of it's wonderful for you, it'll heal, it'll prevent, all kinds of good things will happen, and you must have it, of course, because this is a way to gain immunity to COVID-19. Horror story, horror story, horror story. Solution, solution, solution. Understand? Get this? This is the holy grail of medical dictatorship. To have control of the population to such a degree that a vaccine can be literally sold to 7 billion people as being necessary, where people will line up around the block a dozen times in order to just get it and believe that they are now protected from something, when that is obviously not the case. And to return to what I was saying at the top here of this hour, if you go into the insane world where so many people believe that there is this unique virus loose in the world, and how do you gain immunity from that? Forget about the whole idea of vaccination, even if you buy vaccination theory, which I don't. Because conventional researchers are now reporting that so-called immunity from COVID-19, which they measure in terms of antibody response, wanes and declines very quickly in people. Therefore, we're not even talking about a one-shot vaccine for the population. We're talking about something on the order of the flu vaccine that would have to have boosters every year. Are you kidding? It's not even vaguely doable. You're going to inoculate or somehow inflict a vaccine on 7 billion people every year? Forget it. In addition to the fact of how is the flu vaccine working out as a comparison? Every year, according to official statistics at any rate, we're talking about millions of cases all over the world and hundreds of thousands of deaths. So that's not working at all. And why would we expect anything different from a conventional or otherwise COVID-19 vaccine? So as far as the dumbed down conventional hope of attaining immunity to COVID-19 from a vaccine, forget about it. It's ridiculous. It's insane. It doesn't add up. It's meaningless. It's a pipe dream, a twisted pipe dream, even in conventional terms. This is what happens, you see, and I'll wrap it up here. When you visit the insane world where people are absolutely convinced that a virus is loose in the world and is killing all kinds of people. When you look at that closely, there's all kinds of insane contradictions in that viewpoint. It doesn't need anything. We're done.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.